I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She competed on Bachelor in Paradise and she went to Ralph for marriage advice. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sonia Richards-Ross and Tayshia Adams now. Welcome to Watch It Up, It's Live, and happy Pride. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse. After an Atlanta where Candy refused to enter a sauna, and I'm joined by two guests who luckily agreed to sit in these hot seats tonight. My first guest may be a rookie, but this isn't her first race. Please welcome the newest Real Housewife of Atlanta, Sonia Richards-Ross. Hey, Sonia. Happy to see you. And my next guest is equally comfortable discussing the hot button issues in the Bachelor Mansion, as well as the ones facing Chateau Charest. Give it up for Housewife Superfan Tayshia Adams. Hey, great to see you. I mean, I appreciate ladies who dress on Sunday night. Thank you very much.
This is all for you.
Yes, I appreciate it.
It is all for him, huh?
Over at the bar, just like the International Olympic Committee, he carries a torch for Sonia. Say hi to Sonia's husband, Ross. Hey, Ross. How we doing? How we feeling about being a Real House Husband of Atlanta so far?
I'm just here to support my wife.
That's what they all say in season one. By the way, we want to welcome your mom. Fun to watch you. Do you all have enough patties?
Yes, we should actually have brought you some.
Yes, I want some patties.
You gotta invite me back. We'll bring patties.
Absolutely.
Patties all around.
I want to get into tonight's Atlanta. Whose side were you on in the Marlo-Kenya dispute at the end of the episode?
I was definitely Kenya.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like Marlo just kept going at it. And Kenya kind of wanted to like clear the air a little bit.
Yeah.
But she just was relentless. I think she wanted to make her look bad.
You think so?
I just a little bit.
I mean, I felt, because the issue really was between her and Candy to
start.
And then, I don't know, it feels like every time there's an issue around Marlo and Kenya, it ends up being a Marlo and Kenya issue.
Right.
How did we get here? So, kind of I don't know.
Did you feel, after seeing the Drop It with Drew experience, did you feel like it was more of a legitimate business than everyone was shading her for?
I mean, it definitely is a legitimate business. I think the issue that we all had that we couldn't figure out was it her business? Because the first time she brought it up to us, she made it seem like it was
and
her business.
Your final thought is?
She's the face of the business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your response to Candy saying that you were making her pose for a Black Friday sale?
I think she's posed for worse. I mean...
Oh, boy. Now, the two of you are having your big conversations. The two of you are having your big conversations about having another child on television. How are you feeling about having these conversations on television? They're pretty
personal?
Yeah. It was difficult at first, but I think we're pretty raw with how we feel about certain situations and topics. So as long as we were communicating truthfully and honestly, I was good with it.
Have you made any headway in your case?
Headway, that's a good way to say that.
Yes. I feel like I have.
Where are we leaning right now?
I mean, it kind of...
Baby!
Right. Okay. Tayshia may be an expert on roses, but we know she won't get thorny if I ask her thoughts on diamonds and peaches instead. Here we go. Tayshia, I have questions about the Housewives of Atlanta and Beverly Hills. Oh, had you been Sheree, how would you have handled being stood up in a city you weren't familiar with?
Honestly, I was heartbreaking. I would have blocked his number immediately.
Reaction to Drew telling Sonia it's her duty to keep her husband happy and provide him with another child even when she's not fully on board.
You would have said, you can exit your way out of this conversation and bop, bop.
Bop, bop, exit.
Okay, bop, bop, bop. General thoughts on Marlo's hardships with her sister and raising her nephews.
Oh, God, my heart breaks for her. It's tough to be in that situation, but I love that she stood up and is taking care of her sister's kids, and I wish them the very best.
Is Kenya making too big of a deal out of Candy's vibrating panties in New York?
Actually, no. I would have been a little like, excuse me, especially if another man could do that to me. That's a lot.
Let's go now to Beverly Hills. Do you think Sutton's pool story was as dark as Crystal felt?
Absolutely not.
Do you agree with Kyle that Crystal is a dramatic millennial?
I think it's a dramatic response, but other than that, no. I think she has feelings and that they should be heard.
What did you make of Diana telling Sutton she couldn't sit next to her on the PJ back to Beverly Hills?
I mean, it is her PJ, but like also at the same time, I think Sutton kind of made it sound a lot more intense than it was.
Thoughts on the new single and lit Erica Jane?
I'm here for it. Oh, you're not?
No, I am.
Okay, good. I'm here for it. Let's go.
Do you believe rumors that Sutton and Rinna have heard about multiple friends of Crystal's dropping her?
I don't know about that one. I don't know if I necessarily believe them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tayshia. Every Housewife since the dawn of time has had an appreciation for bling, but Sonia has raised the bar by bringing 4 gold medals into the mix.
Damn.
In honor of that, I'm asking you to start your meddling. Sonia, get ready to give out some shady medals to your pals, Drew, Candy, Kenya, Marlo, and Sheree at the end. We'll see who's taking home the most medals. Here we go. Who gets the gold medal for shade throwing?
Oh, definitely Kenya.
Who gets the gold medal for being the least trustworthy of the group?
Drew!
Who gets the gold medal for having the biggest heart?
Oh, that's a tricky one. It's,
Marlo. Because there's a lot of heart in this group.
Marlo. Marlo, okay. Surprisingly, like she, when I was 6, she reached out. She's just great.
Who gets the gold medal for worst cook?
The worst cook? I ain't ate all day cooking yet, but I'm gonna just go off of just, I'm gonna go back with Drew.
Okay. Who gets the gold medal for best booty?
Best booty. Sheree, hands down.
Yes, Sheree.
Did you see her in those tights? You should have been there.
It was popping. Really? It was popping.
It was a sight to behold.
Have you seen Sheree's booty in person?
No, he has not seen Sheree. Okay.
Stay over here, Andy. Stay over here.
Okay. What did you think of Marlo accusing Kenya of having a fake booty?
I mean, I feel like she does it all the time.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I would, no comment.
No comment?
No comment.
Do you believe Kenya has a fake booty?
Oh!
Okay, I'm gonna speak on this, because I love Kenya. But when Marlo brings it to your attention, and you look at the shape of it, it looked like it could potentially be a fake booty, but I'm not sure.
Potentially.
I'm not sure.
All right. Okay, wow. Who gets the gold medal for best businesswoman?
Oh, Candy.
Who gets the gold medal for most welcoming to you?
The most welcoming to me would have been, they were all a little tough. But I'm gonna go with.
Come on.
Oh gosh.
I mean, it seems like initially Drew was the most welcoming, right?
But I'm gonna go with, not Drew.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with, no, because we met before, Sheree. I'm gonna go with Sheree.
Okay, all right. And it looks like who got the most gold medals there? They're tied between Drew and Sheree. There you go. All right, thank you very much. The woman accused Drew of plastering her face on someone else's weight loss program tonight, but she might have put her nose too far into Sonia's business when she suggested she owed her husband a baby. But I want my guests to speak now or forever hold their peace on what a married lady should or shouldn't do with wifely duty or kiss my booty. Okay, Ross, you're going to want to pay attention to this because I'm going to give my guests some marriage scenarios. Tell me if you'd be fine doing that thing for your husband or if it crosses a line. Is it the mother's role to always play the bad cop parent?
Oh.
Wifely duty?
No.
What is the other option?
Kiss my booty.
Kiss my booty.
Okay. Yes. If your partner demanded access to your bank account to monitor your spending, would you let him or tell him to get out?
Kiss my booty.
No, I would let my husband monitor my... I need somebody to monitor
my spending. That's different.
Okay.
Yeah. How would you handle your partner setting up a monthly blowjob sex quotia? Ross is happy with that idea.
Should we turn to... No, okay, we won't.
I'm happy. What do you say, Tayshia?
Oh, of course you're putting me in the hot seat. Sure.
Yeah, we're gonna say wifely duties.
Wow, okay.
We're gonna at least once a month. We can make everybody happy.
At least once a month. Okay.
All right.
That maybe not isn't what you wanted it to be. That was not what Ross was thinking. If your hubby thought your friend was a terrible influence, would you distance yourself from him or her?
Yeah. Wifely duty.
Okay. Is it your responsibility to pick out clothes for your partner to make sure he's always looking on point?
I like to do it.
I do too. Wifely duty.
Did she dress you today in that fine Gucci shirt?
Definitely did.
That's right.
I just flew in.
All right. Okay. I hope you guys are going out tonight.
Oh, yes.
I don't want you. You two look good.
Thank you.
Okay. If your partner is out drinking with the boys and stops answering you, do you have a right to blow up his phone, or do you let him have his time even though you're worried?
Roll up on him.
Oh. I would let him have his time.
No, I'll let him have his time. Okay. I'll let him have his time. Let him
you
time.
Would. Okay. All right. Thank you very Yay! Much, ladies. Good job. Let's say questions for our virtual fans. Alexis from Baltimore with a question for Sonia.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Tayshia. I love you. But Sonia, what did you think of Drew tweeting last week that she thought it was unnecessary for your mother to interject while you two were addressing your issues?
I mean, I felt obviously that my mom was sitting there and, you know, if she's coming at me in front of my mom is going to want to speak up for me. I would do probably the same thing for my son. But at the end of the day, I do understand, like, moms and husbands should probably stay out of our conversations. Mm-hmm. But you ain't going to mess with a Jamaican mom and she don't say nothing. That's just not happening.
You hit it off with Mama Joyce?
I did. I love Mama Joyce.
Yeah.
Girl of my own
me
heart.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's Shauna all the way from Australia with a question for Tayshia.
Hi. What do you think of the news that Michelle and Nate have decided to end their engagement just 6 months since the last season finale? Oh
God, I was shocked. I mean, a bachelor couple not making it?
Andy Cohen.
Ever been a couple from The Bachelor that has not made it?
I mean, I've never seen one, but like, wow. I feel so bad. No, honestly, truthfully, Michelle is. Wow,
I didn't see that coming at
all. Andy!
I thought they were so in love.
Okay, honestly.
Were you surprised?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I actually was.
Yeah.
Because they.
No. I'm sorry. Go on. You were. Okay.
No, but truthfully, only because she really, I know she poured her heart and soul into that process and the journey of it all, and she really wanted to be married.
Yes.
And so it breaks my heart. Why would I ever want to see any of my friends like sad and
of
not
course.
In a relationship?
Yes. All right. Thank you, virtual
okay.
audience.
Let's go on that one today.
Tayshia, Amanda Earle wants to know which Bravo celebrity you think would make an excellent contestant on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Oh my gosh.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
I think like...
Ooh.
What? Kenya would be...
Kenya!
Really,
oh my God.
She'd
Kenya,
be,
can you imagine
it'd be
her?
Something different, I tell you right now.
She would be just like, not you.
No, she'd be like, you can walk.
After the premiere episode, there'd be like two guys.
Yeah, literally.
Yes. Sonia, Tim K wants to know if you ever found out who was controlling your vibrating panties and what did Ross think about the buzzing?
No, I still don't know who was pressing the button because I asked Ralph and Todd and they both said they weren't. So what I don't know who you think was buzzing me, babe.
I think my button had a delay on it. I think.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That was you buzzing me. That's the way I like it.
Oh my God, Tayshia, Coral Q wants to know if you've spoken to Colton Underwood since he came out, and did you watch any of his reality series?
Oh no, I haven't. On both accords. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. Are you buddies with Cassie?
Oh, I love Cassie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But also, like, Colton, I wish him the very best. Right. Like, there's nothing bad there. But, yeah, I love Cassie.
Yes. Sonia, Dylan H. wants to know, what was going through your mind when Kenya was scooting Drew's seat away from you last week?
To be honest, I didn't even know that was happening. I was just so upset with the situation again. I kind of blacked out a little bit during that argument. So I didn't know until I watched it back that Kenya was, like, thinking that I was going to do something I would never have got up out of my chair. But
right.
I was really annoyed with the situation.
By the way, do you still keep in serious shape? Like, if you went out running, could you pull a time?
I mean, I could beat probably most people, but
right.
I was just gonna say, I'm not even gonna try to test that theory.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you beat Ross?
Can I beat you right now, babe? I don't know. He's in better shape than me right now. He's in better shape than me right now. But I definitely do try to keep in shape. I work out with iFit, I do a whole bunch of other stuff. But I'm not in like the shape I used
right.
to be, obviously. Nothing close, but yeah.
Did you run from what age did you start?
I started when I was 7.
Wow.
I started when
That's
I was
amazing.
7.
Amazing. And did you just know there was something special about
her
ability?
Did. Yeah. She would beat the boys older
right.
than her.
Yeah.
So her dad was like, we got something special here, babe.
Oh, wow. That's great. How proud you must have been, all those medals.
Proud doesn't describe it.
Oh. Yeah. At tonight's Drop It with Drew workout class, the ladies burn calories by putting their hands in each other's faces. But when it comes to the other titans of the fitness biz, do my guests have their fingers on the pulse? We're about to find out with Drop It Like Who? Sonia, take these Ramona eyes
okay.
Over to the green screen. You're going to do a low-impact workout as various celebrities... who have done workout videos appear next to you. Tayshia, come sit next to me.
Okay.
And
so
you
I'm
will
wearing
describe,
these and
you're
I
wearing those
see?
Just to, you're not gonna be able to see. And Tayshia's gonna give you hints. Tayshia, you're gonna describe each one to her, and if she can get 7 right in 60 seconds, you both win. Here we go.
Oh, this Tayshia.
Okay.
I'm gonna warn you, girl. I know track. I don't know about no workouts.
Okay.
Okay. She is iconic with her workout videos. She was
Jane Fonda.
Yeah. Ooh, close. But Susie in Three's Company.
Oh no. I.
Okay.
Okay. Pass.
Next. Michael Jackson's sister. Not
Janet. Jackson.
Not Janet. The other. You got it.
I don't remember.
LaToya.
That's a lot.
LaToya. LaToya Jackson.
Okay. Blank and Sunny Ann.
Sunny Ann. Cher?
Yes! Okay, I mean, the best afro in the game, like sequins, like let's freaking go. Like the only.
Afros and sequins?
Yeah.
Workout tape?
Kind of a Queenie workout guy.
A guy? Oh, I know what you're talking about! What's his name?
You got
it's Richard Simmons. Pass. Next one.
Okay, you probably grilled a steak on this, on one of his.
Oh, girls. George Foreman.
Yes!
Very good.
What was one of the first names you just said?
Kenya.
No.
Jane Fonda.
Thanks for playing. I'm going to give you a consolation gift of these Mazel rainbow mugs in honor of Pride. They are available at shopbybravo.com. Tayshia, this is a good one. Celie R. wants to know if you had to give your Neil Lane engagement ring back.
Yes.
You did. Yeah.
So is that in the contract you signed?
Yes.
Really? What?
I mean, why would I, but also, though, why would I want to keep it? You know, at that point, and like, it holds a lot
nice
of sense.
Nice ring.
Yeah, but it's sentimental, but like, it also like didn't work out.
Sell it.
So,
Tayshia, Grant M wants to know, what went through your mind when you got the call to replace Claire as the Bachelorette? Was it an immediate yes, or did you have to mull it over?
Oh, no, I mulled it over. I was
you
like,
did.
I need to call my mom, first of all, yeah. But like, also, like, there was a lot of questions.
Yeah.
It was a week. Like, that was nothing.
That's all the time you had?
No, they'd had. Like, it was not that long. Peter.
Oh. Tori L. wants to know, Sonia, why did you choose Candy and Kenya for your Mommy Nation shoot over the other ladies? Did it really have nothing to do with their large social media followings? I think if it did have to do with their social media followings, it makes sense to me. Why wouldn't you pick the people with the biggest following?
Well, honestly, the reason I selected them was because Kenya, obviously, and most of our moms in Mommy Nation have younger kids.
Okay.
And so Kenya and Candy obviously have the youngest kids. A lot of Candy is a boss mom, and so every time we do our stuff on Mommy Nation, they're always like, oh my God, they love Candy. And then, of course, Kenya has a mom at an older age. Yeah. So I just felt like they were more relatable to my audience. Of course, it didn't hurt. They had a big Instagram following, but that definitely was not the reason I invited them. It was because I felt like they made the biggest connection to our audience at Mommy Nation.
Mm. Tayshia, Bradley Z wants to know if anyone from Bachelor Nation tried to take you out after your breakup with Zach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, give us names.
Oh, my gosh, no, well,
thank you, Sonia.
honestly, no. Okay. It was never happened.
You just said yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't really want to call them out. I did. I said respectfully no.
Okay.
That was never, it's never going to happen. Okay.
Chris Harrison?
No! No, oh. No he's okay. Happily with now, Lauren.
Oh, right. You have left Bachelor Nation totally.
I mean, no. I mean, we'll always have a connection there, obviously. I mean, right. That's what really made me, like, yes. Who I am today. But, yeah, I'm not really doing much with them. I'm doing my own thing.
Okay. Was there something that, did you come to some moment, did something happen that you were like, I'm done with this?
I just didn't really connect with what was going on, especially after, like, not hosting anymore. It was just kind of like, okay, like, obviously, right. It's time to do my own thing. All you right. Clearly don't see,
I respect that.
You know,
yes.
On my own.
All right. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. We all felt the heat when Candy, Sheree, and Marlo fought through a steamy sauna door tonight. So in honor of that, we are counting down the top 5 steamy moments on Bravo. That's steamy as in sexy hot or just literally wet. Don't overthink it. My little town blues are melting away for our number 5 sauna from New York. New York, it's Ramona and Lou getting whacked by leaves at Leah's Spa downtown. I
forgot. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's got a rhythm to it. Ah! I feel like I'm being attacked by a tree.
If the cameras over in Salt Lake City are waterproof, that'd be shamazing. Number 4 is Jen Cha splashing everyone, including this crew. Yes.
That's what happens when you fill me in the bathtub.
While Drew was accused of running a pyramid scheme, another Atlanta wife looked like a straight-up mummy. Number 3 is Kim Zolciak in full body wrap.
Oh,
rub-a-dub-dub, 3 Bravo couples in a tub separately, I should add. Number 2 is Tamara and Eddie, Karen and Ray, and Teresa and Joe. Can't forget those. While tonight's sauna had squabbling, our number 1 moment featured some gobbling. It's Emily eating a turkey sandwich. Classic. I want to thank Sonia, Tayshia, and Ross for being here. Tomorrow night is the Below Deck Sailing Out Reunion. See ya.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ross from The Real Housewives of Atlanta and Tayshia Adams. We always love to see Ross is behind the bar. How's business, Ross?
It's going great.
Good.
After COVID, now we finally bounce back.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to our virtual audience. Kelsey and Jillian from Boston have a question for Sonia.
Hi, ladies.
Sonia.
Hi.
Hi, Sonia. Hi, Tayshia. And most importantly, hi, Big Daddy Andy.
Oh.
Big Daddy.
Sonia, do you really think that Ralph is the best person to get advice from when it comes to marriage?
Yeah, I know. After I started talking to him, I was like, this probably wasn't the best move. But, you know, to be very honest, I like Ralph. I think Ross and Ralph get along very well. And I think it was more about just continuing to try to build these relationships. And like I said, I feel I love him and Ross together. But after he started talking, I was like, yeah, I should ask somebody else.
Okay, Hannah and Paige from Minneapolis, what's your question for Tayshia?
Hi, guys. Hi. You all look lovely this evening.
Thank you.
It true on The Bachelor or Bachelorette that you're not allowed to eat the food and that it's for aesthetic only?
I mean, it's not that it's not allowed. I just wouldn't do it. It's been sitting there for hours, basically until you're ready to sit down and, like, have your conversation. So, like, say you're in Thailand, that thing is sweating. So unless you want to eat sweaty salmon, I mean, be my guest.
Wow. And is it also, and do you also, like, not like what you look like eating on TV? Like,
I mean, also, yeah. Do you really want to be, like, right, chomping on some things and, like, having, like, hear the sound of your food? Like,
right,
no.
Right, right.
Nobody wants to do that. That's not hot. We're trying to find a husband.
Yes. I want to thank Tayshia and Sonia and Ross and our mama here. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.